Hi, Michael. Michael, thanks for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions that you have, and then because the business is kind of officially fairly new, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way, sir. How is your day going so far?
Going good. How about you?
I'm doing well, Michael. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, I mean, especially being that it's still a fairly young business, that's powerful. That's important. People won't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you as one of the options that they can call on the very first page of their search when they're on Google or Bing, on their smartphone or their computer. They're typing in keywords related to the electrical services that you provide. Electrical contractor, electrical service near me. If they type in panel upgrades, whatever they might type in, as long as it's something you want to provide and they're in your service area, we'll make sure that Clinch River is one of the options that people see. Now, I mean, obviously you use Google yourself, so you know that you will never be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I actually think that's a good thing. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls, you're not getting calls from people that are looking for estimates, you're trying to find the cheapest guy. What will happen is you'll get calls directly to you, Michael, from someone who will have seen a website for you first. In fact, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. So by the time they start dialing your number, it's really because they want to work with you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Like I said, reduced pricing applying here because you are a younger business. It's going to save you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It does, in fact, bring your rate down from what would have normally have been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate, so it'll never go up. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads and that social media campaign. So an hour all around Knoxville, we can focus on big cities and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's profitable for both residential and commercial clients to find you. Now, do you have any preference of residential over commercial or vice versa or no preference at all?
No preference at all.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're getting those phone calls, and that's what will happen here. You can pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Again, you're not paying per lead because it's not a lead-based service. The calls just go straight to you. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So if it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it's still that same flat rate. It's exactly that $299. And there is not a website yet for your business, right?
That's right.
That's okay. Now, a lot of times what they'll allow me to do when I'm using a new business rate, and I know that you're not brand new, but anything under 5 years qualifies for a new business. Sometimes they'll let me include a website at no additional cost because ultimately our job is not just to put you where people can find you on their own. It is to give them the reasons to call you. So we certainly know having a website is going to mean a steady stream of quality phone calls. I'm requesting from my supervisor that we do include that website at no cost, which would mean not only the initial construction of the site included at no cost, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would also be included. Now, of course, we want to make it a custom website, talk about all of your services, talk about your company. We can put any relevant photos on there as well. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work and where it's coming from. Most of the time, Michael, you simply get direct phone calls, customers calling your phone number directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We would also be having on the website a contact form. So residential and commercial clients, instead of calling you, have the option of telling you where they're located and what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text as well as an email. So you'll always know right away, even when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, Michael, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So you said there's no contract, right?
Correct.
And, the $299 is promotional for how long?
So that's a good question. So it is a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. So while it is for younger companies, if you keep it for years and become a well-established business, your price will never go up. It stays the same. If we have to raise our rates down the road for whatever reason, your price will never go up. It stays the same. So it's really more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies. We want to, of course, get it up, get it running. You can use your tracking system, see how well it works. Although it is month to month, and of course it is month to month, there's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or if you need to go on vacation. But our clients do tend to keep the service because it works. I mean, no one cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it does make sense, and certainly your success would be our success. We've been in business since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years. April 17th last month was my 11-year anniversary, so I know the service works. I actually have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. So I know the service would work for you. I'm happy to reduce the cost and keep it at that flat rate.
Okay, and that does include the website, like the building and the main thing and everything.
The website's going to be included. The building of the website, the hosting of the website, the maintenance, the updating of the website's included as well. Now, I'd say the vast majority, maybe at least 70, maybe 75% of our clients just want us to take care of everything, make sure that their phone is ringing, they take it from there. Some of our clients, though, do like that through the client dashboard, there's a website editor tool. You could, if you wanted to, upload photos on your own. You can make content changes on your own, offer a senior discount, military discount, holiday special, things like that. Some of our clients do like that. But, I mean, like I said, the vast majority of our clients just want us to make sure that their phone is ringing. Whether you make those changes yourself or if we do, there's no additional cost for that. No additional cost for anything. No taxes or fees. It's straightforward pricing, bills once a month for exactly that $299. And then, of course, you know, like I said, it is month-to-month, no contract.
Okay. Do you have something in an email?
Let me send this. Yeah, of course. I want you to know exactly who we are and what you'll be getting. I don't have an email address for you just yet, but this is faster anyway, and I want to get it to you right now and then get an email address from you. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I just sent to you is to the pricing page. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Like I said, I do want you to see exactly who we are and what we'd be doing for you. If you can, please put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that, Michael?
It's loading.
It is loading. Okay. So like I said, we've been doing this for almost 20 years. That's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a very long time. Google started a partnership program about almost 9 years ago, about 8.5 years ago, to get businesses a higher return on investment using Google products and Google advertising. So, of course, we're not Google. But for businesses of less than 100 locations, this is the closest thing that you can get to working directly with Google. We are a Google partner. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. When Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. In fact, once that link finishes loading, right about the middle of that link, under that blue tinted photo that outlines our process, or at least some of the things we do early on, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner and a colorful Google G inside it. Now, that is not just copy and paste it off of the internet. It's not a dead link. If it was, it'd be a dead giveaway. It's actually, though, a clickable link. Anywhere on that box you click, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, so you'll definitely be in good hands. Did that link finish loading? Were you able to open it up?
Yes, I'm looking at it as you're telling me about it there.
Perfect. So you'll be able, like I said, to track your success, 24/7 access. One thing I did not mention is you can actually monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating content that Google wants to see, whether it's Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta, whether it's known to the public or unknown. That content, like a website, talks about your services and service area. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review. Anywhere that review originates, it repopulates on your tracking system. So in one place, you can keep track of and manage your online reputation. You can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. Michael, if you wanted, we would respond to your reviews for you in a professional fashion. No additional cost for that. Now, we'd be talking about the Platinum Package. So scrolling down, it says SEO packages. The Platinum Package is listed on our website at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. That $898 is about what we spend in the first month to get you on that first page, to create the website for you, to run the Facebook ads. So when I cut that rate in half and even waive that entire setup fee, that $299 setup fee I would waive for you, you'd be saving $599 in the first month alone. Of course, you'll save that extra $300 every single month. It's almost like getting the first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee, that $299, but it's actually better than that, because next month when your phone is ringing, you might even have scaled back on paying for leads with Angie's or shut it off altogether. It does not go up. Like I said, it's $299 as a flat rate. That, though, does put us below our operating costs. So we're not even breaking even on that first month. We're investing in your success at least as much as you are, right? It's going to cost us, like I said, almost $1,000 to create that website, get you on that first page, run those Facebook ads every single month. But we do look long-term. Even though it is month-to-month, like I said, our clients keep the service because it's profitable, and keeping you a satisfied client, keeping our clients on that first page and keeping their phone ringing, it's what we've been doing, and it's how we've been able to stay in business for almost 20 years. So, like I said, I'd be making it as affordable for you as I can and still giving you the best bang for your buck, the package that's going to suit your needs in that one-hour travel radius with that website included. It would, though, be the flat rate of $299, no setup fee, no taxes or fees or lead fees or anything like that, month-to-month on a monthly basis, no contract.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot? I mean, use your tracking system, use the reporting system, see how well it's working for you 1 month at a time.
I'd like to look into it. I don't know that I'm ready to.
Are you paying for leads right now? I saw that Angie profile that Tara attached. I think she found it when she was looking for a website.
Well, I just now. Friday, and I'm having second thoughts on that.
On that?
The more I
look. Well, you know, you would be smart to be cautious, and it's beneficial for you to have that kind of radar up already early. And I don't ever want to say anything bad about another person or another business, but I've been doing this long enough, like I said, 11 years. This goes back, you know, 5-6 years before it was Angie Leads. It was Home Advisor. It's still Home Advisor, powered by Angie. Your profile page is on the Home Advisor platform. Before that, though, it was about Home Advisor for about 10 years. Before that, it was Service Magic. Service Magic is the same company. They've changed ownership. They've changed branding, but it's the same model of kind of capturing leads off of Google and essentially flipping them. You know, they sell and resell the same exact lead to business owners and a few of their competitors. So it's always kind of hit or miss. It doesn't always make enough money, enough jobs coming in to kind of warrant the expense. I've never used Angie's myself as a consumer or a business owner, so I can only just relay what dozens of business owners have told me over time. It's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes it misses way more than it hits. And it's also, you know, depending on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs, it varies week to week. You might spend over $300 every week on something like that. Their job is to send and sell you leads. Of course, they hope you get enough jobs to keep paying for those leads. Our job is different. It's to focus on getting you phone calls and keeping it affordable. Whereas you pay for the lead, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or if no one gets the job. With us, like I said, we have to keep your phone ringing, send you those jobs, make sure that you're getting the work and earn your business 1 month at a time. There's one thing that I can do here, and it is not specifically for Angie's. I mean, like I said, we have nothing at all to do with them or with their business model. There is, though, a promo code in our system. I'm just going to find it in this drop-down box. There it is. So it's for anybody who's spent advertising dollars elsewhere recently or currently. And it's going to take another $50 a month off of the cost of the service, not just in that first month, but every month. I mean, like I said, we know, especially for younger businesses, your advertising dollars are not growing on a tree in the backyard, right? Every time you spend a dollar for advertising, you hope to get at least that dollar back, if not $5 or $10 back, right? So having spent that initial money on Angie's, I can't wear a black eye for them, but I can certainly wear the badge of honor here and do right by your company. We can get your phone ringing. We can keep your phone ringing. We can build a website that accurately represents your business and your services. And because you did sign up with Angie, even if you decide to stop using it today, what I can do is drop that $299 down to $249. That $249 would be the exact amount, and it would stay at $249. Okay? So like I said, we look long-term to get your phone ringing and earn your business. I mean, I'd be happy to get you more information, but it is a position that we're actively filling. Tara's pretty good at what she does, and when this call disconnects, she's going to call somebody else. I mean, it's just kind of our job as a Google partner to fill these positions as quickly as we can. We are 1 day short. We were out yesterday because of Memorial Day, of course. So we're trying to play catch-up a little bit. We still have 5 days of work to fit into 4 days here, and this day's almost over. So if I could drop that down to $249 as an out-the-door cost, waive your setup fee, still include the website, still keep the $100 of Facebook ads, I'm reducing the cost of that platinum package, but not the $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20, maybe 22 cents per click, so that's about 400 clicks in a month from someone in your area on their Facebook page that knows they need some work done. They don't even have to be actively searching for someone to call. You'll have that already with Google and Bing and the local SEO. You'll also be able to reach people on their Facebook page. They'll see the website that we build for you, just more opportunities for them to pick up the phone and call you. That $249 would be the best rate that I could offer. It's actually, you know, lower than anything we have published. But I keep it at that flat rate for you on a month-to-month basis just as an opportunity to earn your business. Not saying you have to stop using Angie's. My clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Craftjack, Networks, any of those others, most of them, even if they have experience and success, meaning they like their lead service, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on those leads anyway because most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for a lead and chasing down the same lead that their competitors are chasing down. You'll either end up loving Angie's, hating it, or somewhere in between. You might stop doing it before you even decide it if you love it or hate it. But whether you keep it or not, having your business and having a website on the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, that's Google. We Google it. When we don't know who to call, it's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go to find what we need. So it's going to get your phone ringing, and I definitely would be happy to do that even at that reduced rate of $249.
But if there's no contract, I mean, it sounds like a pretty good deal.
It is a good deal. It's a great deal, and it's going to get you a great deal of work, too. And it is no contract. In fact, because we are Google partners, one of the things that I am required to do is to read what's called a voice verification. And it does outline your service agreement. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, that in this case, of course, we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we are including a website for you, etc. Now, I'd actually be required to read that voice verification before I could even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything made sense at the end, we could move forward from there. I mean, would that be fair, being that it's month-to-month, no contract?
What do you think, Bill? Yeah, we'll give it a try.
Okay. Now, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, your first name?
Yes.
Okay. Tara never did get your last name, though.
It's Hatmaker, H-A-T-M-A-K-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Hatmaker. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address or showroom that you would necessarily want your customers to see online?
That's correct.
I did see on the Angie's the 726 Island Ford Road. Is that your residence then?
It is.
It is, okay. So Google doesn't want to list that address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google does expect service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run out of the truck. You'll just be listed city and state. And then, of course, we can focus anywhere in that one-hour travel radius. And what is a good... Well, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number you want your customers to call. This is going to be the number on the website, the business number. Okay, so 865-748-6935. And I know it's a smartphone, or at least you can receive a text message. Like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when they fill out that contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website, meaning people would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And from time to time, especially for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Most of the time, we're just going to give you a quick phone call or even send you a text message. What, though, is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
The email address I use that's just for the business is hatmaker.cre.
Okay.
And that's at gmail.com.
Okay, C like Charles, R like Robert, E like Echo, hatmakercre at gmail.com. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I do need to read that voice verification. And then I'll be scheduling a follow-up call. Our technician will call you. We call it a client interview. That's where we kind of do the deep dive, talk to you more about your services, your service area, any mission statement or motto, slogan, you know, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Michael, if you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Like I said, I'm also required to read the voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer and as an added form of protection for you. So give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Hatmaker, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Clinch River Electric.
Perfect. And that is how I have that. Mr. Hatmaker, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Hatmaker, Chief Manager.
Okay. As the Chief Manager of Clinch River Electric, Michael, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then for the billing information, Michael, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Hatmaker, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, Michael, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, that's 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Hatmaker, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Michael, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and like I said, whether you end up keeping it or not, there is no conflict with that. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Michael, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Mr. Hatmaker, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Michael, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service with the website included, Michael, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 28th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is going to be a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Michael, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories and destinations. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, again, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that $249 will never go up. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Now, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if necessary, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting your client support team. Of course, if it's on pause, we don't charge you during that time or after that fact. Everything would just be paused. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Michael, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hatmaker, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Michael, that initial payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's a Visa. I do have one question.
Sure, of course.
If I pause it, like go on vacation, pause.
Sure. Okay.
Does the rate change when I come back?
No, it does not. Like I said, it's fixed for the life of your experience with us. Even if you place it on pause, we don't charge you during that time or after that time, and your rate will not go up. It's going to stay at that $249. Now, normally if you pause it just to go on vacation for a month or so, or if, you know, you get too much work and you want to pause it for that reason, you're not going to see any change in your placement. It is kind of like though when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You can keep on going for a while. You might even pick up speed for a little bit, but eventually you'll slow down. So if you're going to pause it seasonally, if you're going to pause it for like 3, 4, or 5 months, you'll slowly see your placement trickle off that first page, but once everything is up and active and we start putting in the updates and the blog posts and start running the Facebook ads and everything like that, it is going to bump you back up to the first page. But I just wanted to give you that heads up. But I don't think you'd be necessarily pausing it for more than a month or two at a time, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I do want to take a look at that client interview to schedule that follow-up call. You said it was a Visa, right, that card. Is it Michael Hatmaker or any middle initial or the business name on that card?
It does have a middle initial and the business name.
Okay. And what is your middle initial, sir?
It's L.
L, okay. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am, in fact, ready for that number whenever you are.
Let me put it on and get off the speaker. It'll be clear. 4154.
Yes, sir.
1789.
Okay.
4423.
Yes, sir.
3543.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
April 26.
And Mr. Hatmaker, the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
198.
198. I've got 198, 198 on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4154, 1789, 4423, 3543?
That's correct.
Does that bill at the 726 Island Ford Road, 37769?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Mr. Hatmaker, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the automated email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I do, of course, want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Before I do that, though, I wanted to add another layer of protection here for you, just a simple question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Clinch River Electric, even if it's you, Mr. Hatmaker, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important, especially like a week from now when your website is up and active. If you start getting phone calls from someone claiming to be Google or even claiming to be Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information nearly immediately, politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, again, politely let them go. The voice verification is for your protection, and it's already been attached to your account. And it clearly states it bills once a month on the 28th for $2.49 and not a penny more. Okay. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay, the city. And then what is the answer?
La Follette.
Okay, I have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just refresh my screen. See what you got, because you probably got a couple of them. I know our system sends out emails in bulk every couple of minutes, so you'll get in a minute the welcome email and another one. But the one that you've got right now already is the one that I actually wanted you to see. It's the Local Splash initial invoice, and if you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on it, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Hatmaker, are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable, but real quick, Google's going to be our main focus, and that's because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google, and most of those people are doing it on their smartphone, so we will mirror the content on Bing as well. We want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities. And the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the directories necessary to be on that first page. Like I said, we are including that website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads for you, etc. You'll see a long line. It goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on that box as well. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name. Now, it needs to be an exact match. So if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it's case sensitive. So the M, L, and H are all capitalized, and there is not a period after the L or in that particular field, our system doesn't like punctuation. So it has to be capital M for Michael, the L, no period, capitalized, of course, for the L, and capital H for Hatmaker. Once you've got your name as it appears in that box, please click the Confirm Signature box to the right of it. Michael, that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that it's that flat rate that will never go up, that we waived your setup fee, included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial MapW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the login page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I'm on it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. In fact, if you tried to log in right now, it would most likely give you an error message, or at least a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. Now, you have already received another email, and I'm sure the welcome email is going to be piggybacked right along with it. Your welcome email is going to have your username and a default password. Let me just refresh my screen and see if that welcome email has been sent out. It has not yet, but should be shortly. Almost always the username is going to be your phone number. Area code would be included. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, though, so I can almost guarantee you that your username is going to be 865-746-6935. Do confirm that once you receive your welcome email. It's going to have a default password on there. I can go to the other page and tell you what that's going to be, too. You can change the password once you log in. Looks like fun search, F-U-N-S-E-A-R-C-H, all lowercase, no space. But like I said, you don't have to do that right now. You'll get notification when your tracking system is active, and then once you log in, you can change that password if you like. Some people never do, and either way, it's going to be totally fine. I'm going to send you a reminder. Actually, you're going to get an automated reminder an hour before your scheduled client interview, and I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite's really just for your records. You certainly don't have to respond to it, although many people do. We do have one spot available today at 6 o'clock, if that does work for you. That follow-up call with our technician would be taking about a half an hour. So if you do want to do 6, it would get you right at 6 or a couple minutes after, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If that does not work for you, we can look to tomorrow, and tomorrow's fairly wide open, anything between 10 a.m. and that last one at 6 o'clock.
6 is fine.
For today? Okay. So like I said, it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7, probably gets you within minutes of 6 o'clock, gets you off the phone pretty close to a half an hour after that. Still enough time for our automated system to send out that reminder email an hour prior, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just going to say local splash CIENG. That simply stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's going to have your username, which again looks like it is your phone number, and then your name, and then your actual phone number. Let's see. So I'm going to send that out to you. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Our technician will be giving you a call in about an hour, maybe, you know, an hour and 15 minutes at the most, something like that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I might already be on a call. They will call you no matter what, and they'll take really good care of you. I did want to be the first, though, to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. We are looking forward to getting that website up and running, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. You take care. Hopefully, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you in about an hour. If not, our technician will be calling you anyway. But real pleasure speaking with you. You guys take care. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye now.